Dude, when I tell you I am like waiting on pins and needles for this email from Facebook.
I heard that a lot of people are having this issue. It's like it did it to almost everyone.
I'm sure.
Like people who tried to log in during the outage or whatever, like had some weird password situation.
Welcome to the Business Playdate, a podcast hosted by Lindsay White and Betsy Moorhead. Two internet strangers turned business besties.
We're two marketing professionals living across the country, raising our kiddos while running our own individual businesses. We built these businesses based on our experiences working in corporate management roles with the end goal to be able to show up for our families first. And we did it.
We're so happy you're here with us. Now let's get into this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the Business Playdate. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm here. I'm sick still. Just living that sick girl life. I'm here.
We have yet to break that cycle for you, that stress cycle of
like. I know. I think we had like a couple good episodes where I wasn't sick. Must have been low stress. I think it was the holidays, which maybe was even higher stress, which I think we determined on our episode with Jennifer was actually when I'm at a really high stress period, I stay healthy. And then once the stress gets eliminated, I turn into this sick monster who can't kick it because I'm chronically stressed. So once the acute stress leaves, I just have the chronic stress to deal with, and it's the sickness.
Oh yeah, like in the holidays, you were probably like peak stress mode. So it was just like flight or flight. Oh my god, fight or flight,
fight or flight, and full champagne.
I'm like halfway through my first cup of coffee this morning.
Same.
So I'm trying that whole thing where I wait to have coffee. Like I used to have coffee as soon as I woke up, but now, and you like, they won't be able to see this, but like I drink my electrolyte water the first thing in the morning. And then I have my coffee, usually after I work out or after I've eaten, to try to like reduce my cortisol levels from
spiking. Has it been working?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what to be looking out for. I'd say I'm probably less like, I don't have like that crash. And I really am only having like one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've always been like a one cup girl, but I drink an espresso coffee and I went to an espresso store and asked how much caffeine is in each of their cups. They're like, around 200. I was like,
oh God.
Okay. So it's like significant caffeine.
Yeah. It's a good amount. That's so funny. Well, I see. Okay. So we're recording this on Wednesday, March, what is today? 6th. And yesterday was the great couple hour Facebook outage. Meta went down. What happened?
2024.
I saw all these like conspiracy theories because it was Super Tuesday. Like, I don't know if Georgia had elections yesterday, but like,
I don't know.
Like 18 different states had like primary elections yesterday.
I'm still registered in Florida. So like, oh, yeah. I feel like all of my primary voting is just out the window. Like I can't do it this year because I don't have citizenship in any states.
Well, you tried. You tried really hard to go.
It's so hard to become a Georgia resident like 2 weeks ago. That's a long story.
It is. I don't think we recorded that, but you did tell me about that.
I'll never forget the rat.
Oh, God. Downtown Atlanta.
It's a treat, guys. It's a treat.
But no, I was like, because, you know, when everything was down, everyone like ran to Twitter or X or whatever to like see like, is Facebook actually down? Because I was one of those people. Including me. I was like, oh shit, did my account get hacked? Like, why am I not knocked out of everything? Because the first thing I do when I sit down at my computer is open Facebook ads, like manager, like check on all my client stuff. And I couldn't get in it. And I was like, oh, weird. Like, it must have locked me out. So let me go look. And then I kept trying to change my password. And like, I was like totally that person yesterday. And then I like Googled, you know, after 5 minutes of that. And it was like a bunch of like news sources saying that Meta was down. And
it's honestly kind of wild how fast like that the news gets out there.
Yeah, I know. And so I went immediately to Twitter or X, and it was just like everybody. It's like the top trending topic. All the like Elon Musk is like making all these jokes about it. And I saw like all these conspiracies, like how interesting that it's like Super Tuesday and
so funny.
And the news source on Facebook goes down. I was like, oh my God, everyone get a grip. But
yeah, right?
I'm still locked out of Facebook.
Are you really?
Yes. So because I changed my password so many times, I remember what the last password was. And that one seems to be logging me in. But apparently, and I thought that I turned this off because I had this issue about a year and a half ago, it's telling me I have two-factor turned on.
Ugh.
And I don't. I don't have a two-factor app on my phone. I don't have any way that I would have be able to have a two-factor code. So listen to this. I haven't told you this. Maybe I told you this part, but I got – so I went through the whole process of like figuring out like, okay, well, I don't have two-factor like a code to type in. So I clicked on like do something else, and it basically like sent me to a chat on Facebook, which is like something new I've never seen before. It was like an automated chat, and it was like, we need to be able to confirm your identity to make sure that the account matches yours. We will send you an email with a code, and then we need you to take a video of yourself holding a piece of paper with the handwritten code on it, like a fucking ransom note, and send it to email it back to us. So I did that. And then I got impatient and I like went to the chat feature again and it sent me another email with another code. So
you can take your selfie again.
So I've now have two codes out there in the metaverse, meta world, whatever. And I still have yet to get a response. So apparently I looked into this because at first I was like, this is creepy. I don't think this is real. Like how, like, is this a scam? Like, is somebody scamming to get my like facial recognition or whatever? Because I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist myself too.
Valid concern. Valid concern.
And so I like Google, I found this like guide that did a YouTube video that was basically like, here's this new things Facebook's doing. And he kind of like went through the process. I was like, okay, I did all of that. That sounds good. But then like a couple hours later, he got an email with like these verification codes that he then plugged in to two-factor to make sure to be able to log in. All of this to say, I cannot log into my Facebook, which means I cannot get into Facebook Ads Manager. I don't even give a shit about looking at my personal Facebook.
Right.
I need to be able to work and to get into the Ads Manager. Thankfully, all my clients like stuff is on their own business managers and like their own ad accounts. So like none of it's truly like tied to like my business manager, except for my access to all of this stuff.
Right.
So I'm like waiting on pins and needles for them to email me today, hopefully at some point, but I'm sure like millions of other people are probably having the same issue.
I'm sure.
So take a number, wait in line.
What a saga.
I mean, okay, so like I'm glad like we're touching on this topic today because it's timely.
Right? But, yeah.
But also like it's kind of scary. What am I gonna do?
It is wild. Like I do not do any social media work for my clients. So like this is not something that has impacted my ability to work.
Right.
Like, that's a lot. That's heavy.
I know.
But then it's like, what are you going to do if this goes on for like 3 weeks?
Well, there's probably a workaround. I could probably like create a new Facebook
figure something
page.
Out.
Yeah.
And have your clients give you access to the ad or something.
Yes, it would be a pain in the ass, but I could figure it all out. But it's like, I'm hopeful that like by going through this official process, I'll get word back. Because, you know, Facebook's the worst customer service. Like there's
the
like,
worst.
It, like, even on the ad side, like it's like, can barely get in touch with anybody. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Godspeed, girlfriend.
Yeah, thanks. But, you know, on that topic.
We thought this would be a great time to just kind of, you know, our love of talking about our disdain for social media. So here we are. It's a great segue into that.
And like, there's that whole like, oh, if social media went away. And I have been guilty of like this narrative too, but like, well, you have to have an email list. This is the importance of having an email list and like, da, da, da. And like, sure, like that makes sense. Like
right.
Having an email list, like should be a part of your strategy depending on what kind of business you have. Right. But like, I knew yesterday, as soon as Instagram went back up, I was going to see like, and this is why.
Everywhere.
This is why. Yeah. I saw some people making
an email list. This is why you need an email list, guys. You must have a list so you own your marketing list.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we get it. We've all heard it.
You had like a – you sent an email in the great Meta outage yesterday. How'd that go?
I did. So I was actually already sending an email to a small segment of people, like 60 people. And I sent that email And I was deep in my computer during said outage. I didn't know it was going on because I wasn't trying to be on social media. And then I had some like group texts kind of like buzzing about it. And then you Voxered me about it. And I was like, oh, I guess Facebook's out. So I like went and I checked it. I was like, okay, yeah, it's out. Then I was like, well, you know what? I just sent this email to 60 people. What's everyone doing with their hands right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wasn't going to send this email to my entire list. I was like, fuck it. You know what? Everyone's just trying to figure out how to stay busy right now, how to keep that scroll going. Like email is for me, it's like if I'm in the doom scroll thing, it's like Instagram, Facebook, email, Instagram, Facebook, email. And that is my cycle. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to send this email. And I did. And the open rates, fantastic.
That's fantastic. Amazing.
And my open rates actually have been very, very good lately, which has been great. And maybe one day we dive into case study around that. But I was like, hey, people are bored. There's no Facebook or Instagram, which is also really sad.
It is.
It's it is so sad.
It is so sad. It is. But well, I mean, yeah, like I was the same way. Like I was looking at my emails and like, you know.
And I got so many emails yesterday, like regarding the Facebook outage. Like,
oh, did you? I didn't.
Yeah, I got a couple from email lists that I'm on, which I thought was funny. I mean, one of them was actually very good because it was like, hey, here's like a bunch of ideas on things you can do since you can't scroll Instagram right now. And I was like, hey, you know, some people might need some guidance on ideas to occupy themselves right now. Me, on the other hand, I have a billion things around my house that I should be doing and I'm never doing.
Same. Okay. So like communication wise, right? I mean, we talked about like, you don't really have to be on social media to build a business. You don't, you know, you don't really need to like have all these bells and whistles like to make a successful service provider, freelance business, whatever.
Yeah.
But like as far as like communicating with your existing audience or your current clients, like
what are your options?
What are your options, right? Like that's kind of what we wanted to dive into today. And like, what are your options? But also like, what are your options outside of the internet that we all rely on and trust every day? You know, like what were people doing before the internet?
Right.
So that's what I wanted to dive in today.
And I think everything that we're going to talk about today, if you're thinking about your own business or your client's business or whatever, keep asking yourself the question of like, what is my business? Like, what is my offer structure? Like, who am I talking to? How are they going to receive communications the best? Because that's going to be what you should do, you know, whether it's social media or not. You should be focused on your own individual business because not all businesses are the same and not all audiences are receiving content and communications similarly. So, of course, there's email, which we've all, you know, heard the song and dance of using email as your alternative to social media, owning your list and that whole narrative. I don't think anyone needs to really hear it. But email is something that you should have in your marketing strategy regardless. I don't know too many use cases where email doesn't make sense for your business.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So there's that channel. I feel like we can just kind of brush through that one.
Yeah. Other digital, you know, opportunities for like more other like marketing channel types, other marketing communication types would be obviously social media, but we're pretending like if that didn't exist. Website, you know, like website traffic, having like a really strong SEO strategy too is really helpful in that way, because if someone's Googling a question or Googling something, if your SEO is really like on par, then you're going to come up in searches. That's going to give you good traffic to your website. Search engines in general. I mean, I know there's a lot of platforms out there aside from like Google and Bing, right? Or Yahoo that are considered search engines, some of which are apps like Pinterest. And I consider TikTok to be a search engine now just because
I think a lot of these platforms are.
I agree. Yeah.
More of a search engine than a, I mean, they're a content social platform with the search engine capabilities. Like how Pinterest is a search engine.
Yeah. Like on your website, like blogs as well. I know we've talked about blogs, but like content marketing in that way. Like what other types of content marketing would there be?
I mean, YouTube videos, like, and again, I think that a lot of, there's so many different channels and avenues that you really need to pick what you want to do and focus on and not spread yourself thin trying to do them all.
Do it all, right?
Oh my gosh. I think that's where I get really overwhelmed in business or when I'm working with clients where I'm like, oh my gosh, we are doing way too much. Like, dial it back.
Yeah.
But YouTube, like that video area. Sorry, I just got a weird email.
Speaking of email,
podcasts. I mean, I think podcast is a great channel.
I agree. I think
it's becoming more searchable.
Mm-hmm. I think podcasts are one of my favorite ways of consuming information these days, whether it be for entertainment purposes, for educational purposes, for like health reasons. I think listening to podcasters, especially like people who have the training and the, like, you know, the backgrounds to kind of make me feel good about like them being the ones that are portraying this information. It's, right. You know, not an influencer on the internet telling me like not yeah. to drink like, coffee before I've had something to eat, you know, it's yes, like an actual you're... medical professional with a podcast. Right.
Well, it's funny too, because I think that thinking about your audience, right. Or like whoever you're recommending podcasting to, who is their audience and are they listening to podcasts? So for mm-hmm. instance, my mom wanted to listen to our podcast and she had no idea how to even find it. And so she,
that's my father-in-law,
clearly is not in a podcasting audience. Uh-huh. And not that that's a problem, but like if someone were trying to be marketing to someone like my mom, they would probably need to find a different avenue mm-hmm. because podcasting's not it. Now, my husband, on the other hand, he like takes everything he hears from a podcast as gospel. If it comes from Instagram, it is an immediate, like it is discredited in his mind. It's like not even like maybe true, maybe not. It is absolutely false and the opposite is what's true. If it comes oh my God. From any social media source, but if it comes from a podcast, it is gospel. So
I love that.
He is your ideal podcast audience. And so I think like thinking about when you're diving into what channels you need to be a part of, like think about that. Like who is your audience and do the legwork up front. Like figure out who you're talking to, figure out what you want them to know, figure out how they're consuming content, figure out what's making them convert mm-hmm. And think about that.
And what's going to be the most, I know we talk about this all the time, but like what's going to be the most sustainable for you?
Yes.
I mean, is like making graphics and like reels really that sustainable for you and your business? Or is like sitting down for 30 minutes to an hour and like talking and right. then like putting that out into the world something that's more sustainable? Because in my opinion, this, what we're doing right now, is more sustainable for me than trying to develop a content plan for social media.
Absolutely. And I think too, thinking about your content from like a content wheel perspective is how I always think about content. And like you start with one spoke, like that's your starting spoke. Mm-hmm. And then it creates all these other spokes and you can repurpose content through this entire wheel. And your wheel could be two spokes or it could be 12 spokes, depending on what your business is, what your team structure looks like, what kind of time you feel like dedicating to it. Mm-hmm. But thinking about your content from that perspective, I think can be huge. Like what's your starting point? What's your end point?
Yeah. So all of these like digital things that we just talked through, these like digital marketing channels, those are all more like organic channel types. So sure, there's like some digital paid types, but there's also paid media. So that's another opportunity for communicating with potential clients, with current clients, with an audience of people that you want to reach.
So it'd be like Facebook ads,
obviously. Yeah. Any paid media, digital ads, Google banners, search ads, Facebook ads, YouTube ads. Those are more like the digital ways, but like then also you have your more traditional paid ads, which when in my corporate days, I helped manage like all of our ad budgets for like the big event that we ran. And so we were doing like billboards and like TV spots and traffic spots on the radio and newspaper, like print ads, all types of things. And so there's so many mailers, like all kinds yes. of paid marketing, like you're paying for this advertorials, which were like
sponsorships,
like all of these different types of paid opportunities. And with sponsorships, like even like event marketing or like event, what was it we were talking about earlier?
Like experiential marketing,
like, or like being a sponsor of an event or a local luncheon or something where maybe you get an opportunity to
speak. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I think that again, thinking about your audience, who you're working with. Like if you're working with online professionals and you only want to work with online professionals, maybe don't go speak at your local Better Business Bureau or whatever. Right. But yes. If you are like, I'm open to working with local businesses, like that's a great way to do it.
I think a lot of people in the like service provider world, and maybe you don't feel this way, but I do, like I see a lot of people these days being like, you don't need paid ads to like make your business run. And it's like, yeah, sure. Maybe people in this space, like the service provider, like freelance space, maybe, yeah, you don't need to run ads, but your clients might. So you need to understand that channel, that opportunity, and how that fits into a marketing strategy overall. Right. Because some companies do have massive ad budgets and they do need somebody who wants to come in and understand like how paid media fits into the bigger like picture.
Absolutely. I mean, paid opportunities can be so far across the spectrum, but like one of the companies that I worked for, they sponsored a football stadium, and that to this day has been the catalyst to expanding their growth from Southwest to nationwide. And now they are a nationwide recognized company. And it is because of this NFL sponsorship.
That's a really great example of something that people may not think as a marketing opportunity.
It's huge. And obviously there are budgets involved and there are different types of businesses.
Massive.
But if you think about that from the perspective of like, okay, so we started and we're like, okay, we need to figure out how to expand our business on a national and then a global level. Mm-hmm. How do we do that brand expansion? Like, how do we achieve that goal? And that's where you take that business goal, turn it into a marketing goal, and then dial in of, hey, this is a great opportunity, a great tactic to sponsor this and reach that goal.
Yeah, no, that's a great, it's a great example because those are massive sponsorships that like people don't really realize. Yeah. Okay, so we talked about organic, we talked about paid media. There's also earned media, which again, we're kind of like getting, maybe this is the good way of breaking it down, but like these are again, just like marketing opportunities, ways of communicating with people that are outside of like.
Yeah. And I always think of like earned media, like media placements. So a lot of my clients have a ton of media placements. Like we work with that day in and day out. And like they'll have media, they'll be called from CNBC and be like, hey, we need someone to talk about this. Mm-hmm. We know you're an expert. Can you come on and talk about it? That's an earned media placement because my client, they know they're an expert. They earned that media spot because they are an expert in X, Y, and Z, and they needed someone to talk about X, Y, Z.
Exactly. You are not paying to be an expert quoted in that article. You are a thought leader. You are an expert in your area. And then the outlets are reaching out to write a story to include you and your thoughts in it. So and publicly. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, like thinking about, okay, so you Betsy want more thought, you want more earned media opportunities because that's a great way to get your name exponentially out there. How are these people going to find you? Like that's where you need to think about these organic options.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And like public relations is just that. Like it's like if you're working with a PR agency, like one of my clients, like I run all of their like marketing and digital marketing and like social, paid media and all of that. They also work with a PR agency who is working endlessly to pitch them and to get them and their business into local publications, you know, publications that make sense for their industry. So paid media is you're paying for this opportunity, whereas like earned media is you're being pitched to the media source to then like be written about and nobody has like there's no payment involved. There's no money exchanged. Or like if like you have an event, let's say like you're having an event for your clients having an event and like you're in charge of all the marketing. Pitch that event and to like a local calendar or something like that. Like that could be earned media.
The best thing about earned media is it builds so much credibility.
It really does.
It builds so much credibility.
Or like even like bringing on guests on a podcast, like people aren't like being paid to bring, well, I don't know, not for, we're not paying anybody to come on this podcast.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that's earned media for somebody to be a guest on a podcast, to be a guest on like a YouTube channel, to be like on a segment on a news on a news article or like the radio, like
to
those
be
are all
into someone's Facebook group as a group expert
to be. Yes, that's earned. Yes, that's earned. Yeah. So,
you know, like thinking about this from so many different levels of like where you're at in your business, where your clients are at in their business, like there's a lot of different avenues that you can take. And there are ways that are going to work for all businesses. You can think of ideas that will work for all businesses. You don't have to say like, oh, well, CNBC won't work for me. And it's like, okay, well, it probably won't. But you know what will work for you is being a guest expert in someone's group, you know?
Or like your local community newspaper. Like maybe they need somebody quoted. I mean, that's like the public relations part is like writing, like knowing how to like pitch yourself, right? And so like we want to pitch this podcast to like other like bigger guests, right? So those are earned opportunities that we need to hone in our public relations.
A great place to start if you are like, hey, this really speaks to me. I want earned media. Get on the hire a reporter. What is it called? It's called Harrow, H-A-R-O.
Yeah.
It's like hire a reporter or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's a great way. Like you get a ton of emails, but every day there's probably like 200 different opportunities for reporters needing an expert on something. And if you
and they're big media,
you can pitch yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. They're big media sources, right? Yeah. Like the Forbes, New Yorker, Forbes, all that. And then lastly, like we wanted to talk about like in-person networking, like personal, person to person, like physical.
I think one that opportunities we kind of blew over that we should touch on is traditional media, like newspapers, mailers, magazines.
So that's all, I would think that's all earned media. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, just in general, just trying to pull it out from the digital space of like, don't forget about these things. Like there's newspaper is an option. Mailers, like you can buy a zip code list and send out mail. My parents own hotels. And I remember as a kid, like my dad would be like, I'll drive you to school instead of taking the bus if you do all these mailers for me. And it was a great way to advertise their business and it worked.
One of my clients in real estate, they're a real estate brokerage firm and they did mailers. They figured out what zip codes they wanted to reach out to and they did them. And no, I think it's a great opportunity, especially for like hyper local reach.
Yeah. And I love the idea of like magazines or newspapers for earned media placements. Like that's a great
place that
people can oftentimes overlook.
Yeah. And I think too, we live in such a digital world that people often sometimes forget like those types of things exist.
Billboards.
Mm-hmm. One thing we did leave out and now we're just kind of going all over the place with, you know, like podcast advertising, that would be like a paid ad, like how some businesses are like, there's this one skincare company that I've been hearing about all over like podcasts and I hadn't really like known what they were. And then like a couple of my favorite podcasters were listening or were talking about it. And I know a girl from my like corporate days who worked at an ad agency that's all they do. They're an ad agency that's specific for podcast.
Oh, cool.
Ads.
Yeah.
And so I like asked her cause she put it on her Instagram one time. I was like, oh, I've heard about this. I wish I could remember the name. Clearly it worked with me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've heard about this on like one of my favorite podcasts. She was like, which one? And I told her and she was like, oh yeah, like they're one of our clients, the skincare company. We've been pitching them to of these or putting them on all of their ad placements on all these. But think about it, like, right, when you're listening to a podcast, you're not really hearing like a like produced spot from the company. The podcaster talking about why they like – it's almost like an influencer marketing, affiliate marketing type of a situation, which are two areas we kind of skimmed over.
Yeah. But
that, yes, the traditional
and then the in-person.
I just want to say back to the in-person. I mean, those are such huge opportunities. Like,
I mean, Betsy, how did you get the majority of your clients?
In-person referrals. You know, I met one person who then referred me to – 2-3 other people. So
you walked in the door of a local boutique.
I did. Yeah.
And pitched yourself. I mean, that should never be overlooked. I built my entire business through referrals, past network people, talking to them and just be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Can I help you?
And would you consider that like direct selling?
Maybe.
Like, direct. I mean, like that, like in person, like networking
relationship
group,
marketing,
relationship building, relationship marketing, like, being willing to like put yourself out there. Yeah. I don't particularly like a lot of networking groups because sometimes it's like just everyone trying to sell everybody else their services. But a friend of mine is like about to start this new branch of this it's like a networking group, but it's more just for community versus referrals or like expecting something in return. And I love the idea of that. But I have done a couple of like local chamber things here, and it's not for me. I just found a couple of stores that I really liked, and I walked in and pitched myself, and it worked out.
Here you are. I think that that's a huge takeaway that I'm always trying to communicate, is it's so easy to get sucked into the noise of like, I've got to be on TikTok, I've got to be, I have to have a blog, and I have to do all of these things. And it's like, you actually don't, like, think about what your goals are, think about what you want to be doing. Like, you could probably build a whole business with just a website.
Oh, for sure. And I was thinking about this the other day on one of my walks, like, because that's when I do all my thinking, right?
Of course.
Like, we live in this digital world, right? Where it's like, if we don't talk about it and we don't share it, then who's going to know? Right. And like, I think a lot of times people have that mentality of like, and I've caught myself doing this. I've really like tried to like get this out of my brain, but like, if I don't share that I'm doing this, or if I don't share the results, did I really do it? Or is anybody going to take me seriously? Or is anybody going to know? But I think about like all the people that we know, that I know personally too, that like aren't on social media personally or professionally.
Yeah.
And have these amazing businesses. Like, and so it's just.
Well, if you, like, if you take a step back and
necessary.
Stop, I watched someone like put together a video or something, which, so they did it for the video, but like, you know, she was like, I took myself off Instagram, and it was cool the way that I noticed my life shift. Like, I wasn't any longer like doing activities with my kids so that I could post about it. You know, like, it's just like changed the way I thought. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I think we talked about this like off mic one time, but like, I remember feeling, well, if I don't share that I'm doing these things with my family or like with my kids, like,
are people going to think I'm a good mom? Are
people going to think I'm a good mom? Isn't that crazy?
It's so wild. I know.
I don't feel that way anymore. Like, I don't feel that way now. But there was a point in time where I was like, I have to do it. I have to like share. I have to tell people like how amazing of a time we had. And like, look at me. I'm a good mom.
Yeah.
I was literally just having this conversation with my husband about like, just like be happy in the moment. Like, don't feel like I have to like constantly share. And anyway, I feel like I've way cut back on my social media usage personally. Definitely like professionally, but there's so many other places and avenues. And if the world came crashing down because Facebook and Instagram went away like it did for an hour and a half yesterday,
right?
I think we'd all survive.
There's a bunch of options for you. Yeah.
We'd all survive.
We'd be probably much better off.
We would be here. You could find us, The Business Playdate, on your favorite podcast platform. Coming to a website near you soon. We're working on that.
In the process.
We're working on it. We're trying to get these goals.
We'd love to feature some of our reviews on the website.
Drop us a review. If you have an idea of like any type of guest or guest expert or topic you would like to hear, also like put that in the in your review, or send a DM on Instagram if you want, or like our email or whatever. And yeah, let us know. We would love to hear from you, and we're excited. We're opening back up the guest slots, so we'll hopefully be having people on soon. And yeah, have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk soon.